Once upon a time, there was an orchestra.
We'd like to take a few moments now to remember a well-known tale and its creator.
Up and around the scales, they raced helter-skelter, faster and faster. All but Tubby the Tuba. He was a fat little tuba, puffing away, but oh, so slow.
Tubby the Tuba is narrated here by Danny Kaye, but he was born in the imagination of Paul Tripp, an actor, producer, songwriter, but mostly a performer for children. Paul Tripp died Thursday at the age of 91. His best-known creation, Tubby, has introduced kids to orchestral music since 1945.
Tubby, said the conductor. Tubby, what is the matter?
Please, sir. I thought it would be so nice to dance with a pretty little tune, instead of just going oompa oompa all the time.
Dance, laughed the violins. Dance? Well, really. The French horn quietly put his hand to his mouth and smiled, and the whole orchestra began to laugh.
Paul Tripp dreamed up the unhappy tuba during World War II when he was in the army stationed in China. After the war, he recorded his story with music composed by George Kleinsinger. The album sold 8 million copies and was made into a full-length animated movie in 1976. It's still performed by orchestras. What happens next in the story, if you need a refresher, is that Tubby goes down to the river to wallow, where he comes across a kindred spirit, a bullfrog.
Lovely evening. I said lovely evening.
The bullfrog teaches Tubby a melody, and at the next rehearsal...
All right, gentlemen, let us begin.
And Tubby began to play his own little melody.
Oh, that wretched tuba snapped the violins. He'll disgrace us. The trombone stuck out his tongue.
But quickly, the orchestra is won over by the beauty of Tubby's tune.
And they all play.
Tubby the Tuba, created by Paul Tripp, who died this week at the age of 91. He is survived by a son, a daughter, two grandchildren, and of course, Tubby.
Oh, thought Tubby, how happy I am.